Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Silverman, who's president and COO of Abbey Carpet and Floors. Steve, how you doing?
I'm fine this morning. How are you, Kemp?
I'm great. Good to be with you. I know I'm catching you between two different shows. You're down in the Omni Hotel in Dallas. It's your annual convention, and the Abbey convention has already been held, and the Floors to Go Act happens next week. First, just catch our readers up to speed, if you will, on Abbey as far as number of storefronts and who Abbey is.
Well, we have in the middle 600 storefronts, close to 700. Our membership grew last year by about 5%, which was very, very pleasing. It did not grow that rapidly the year prior, but we anticipate another increase this year in new members. We've started the year off strong. We anticipate adding probably 50% more members in 2012 than we did in 11.
Which is really saying something, because from everything we see, there's probably fewer independent flooring retailers out there after this recession.
Well, our estimate is that there are probably 25% fewer retailers today than there were 5 years ago. However, our program has evolved to the point where it's without question the best retail marketing and technology program available in the industry, and we increase the size of our membership recruitment organization. And when the retailer gets the full program digested as a prospective member, 87% of them join, and that close rate is up from about 75% in previous years. So we're pleased with that. But more importantly, we offer programs to retailers that they would all like to have within their own portfolio, but due to their size being one or two storefronts, they cannot have. Because of our economies of scale, we're able to offer them programs that they would not otherwise be able to have as part of their ability to compete with the big boxes and other retailers.
All right, well, let's take just a look at your performance, if you will. Taking a look at what happened in 11 versus 10 and maybe, you know, percentage increase. Take, for instance, we think the industry was flat to perhaps up 3%, and I know you probably track how your members are doing. How did they do?
Organic growth was 9% year over year, which tells us that we took market share.
Right.
We're very pleased with the growth, although most of the growth came over the last 5 months of the year as opposed to earlier in the year, but it's continued into 2012. January was, we were up 19%, and by all indications, February should be up just shy of 19%.
19%, that's unbelievable. So definitely, I mean, that was my next question, the tone, how the members feeling. You've just spent some time with them. I guess they're pretty optimistic.
Very, very optimistic. We thought they would come in with a high level of optimism, but we had no idea the optimism would be at such a high level. We had about a 7% increase also in attendance this year compared to the average of the previous 5 years. We think that has a lot to do with several things, primarily what I mentioned about our program. Secondly, they're coming off good connecting months. And we're here in Dallas at the Omni Hotel, which just opened last November. It's a beautiful venue, and the exhibit hall is contiguous to the hotel, and the members enjoy their stay here.
Yeah, that's probably not a huge factor, but I know you were in Reno for a couple of years, and that's a little harder to get to.
Well, Reno is a little more difficult to get to, although Reno has the attraction, of course, of gambling, and a lot of members enjoy doing that, even though they're gambling every day with their businesses, but that's their prerogative. Dallas ends up being a better venue for us because they're really aren't a lot of side things to do in Dallas other than to stay in the hotel and work, which is what they did.
Yeah. Okay. So 19%, unbelievable. What do you attribute that to?
I believe there's a tremendous amount of pent-up demand. We know that mortgage applications are up, and 80% of those applications are refinancing for improvement of and remodeling. We also know that flooring is the second item on the consumer's list to spend money on in the area of remodeling. We also were running up against numbers in 2011 that were adversely affected due to weather, so I can't really take credit for that part of our increase. But I believe, once again, our program is such an outstanding program. Our consumer website is beyond cutting edge. Merchandising has been refined to the point where it's a simple, easy transition from non-membership to membership, and our existing members just continue to improve the look of their showroom by adding displays to what's already a homogenous look of displays on their floor.
Now, let me key in on something you just said a minute ago. It's the second most important remodeling. What's the number one thing?
Paint.
Paint.
They plan on painting, number one, and remodeling number two, and then it falls pretty far off as far as what they plan on spending money on in the third.
Interesting. All right. So what are some of your key initiatives for 2012?
There are several. Let's talk first about the merchandising. In 2011, we introduced our first private branded fiber by the name of Softeak, which has been extremely well received. It gives our members further margin protection. Mm-hmm. The collection cannot be shopped as no other retailer shares that particular fiber.
Is that single sourced?
It is manufactured by Mohawk.
Okay.
And we added to the collection this year. Last year, we introduced 20 products, and we added four more to the collection in 2012. But on the heels of that, we have introduced another privately branded product, this time manufactured by Shaw Industries. Once again, not shared with any other retailer, and the name of that grouping of products or the fiber that goes into that grouping of products goes under the name of Infinity. All of our members have taken both programs. We added another major addition to a grouping of products manufactured by Beaulieu, which is under the name of Legendary Beauty, high-end, soft, 8 DPF polyester products, just magnificent.
Let me ask you real quick, Steve. You just named that was polyester. The Shaw and Mohawk, are those both nylon?
They're both Type 6 nylons.
Okay.
That's right, Ken. While we're on the subject of polyester, I think it's important to mention that polyester has taken such a strong hold in terms of fiber assumed in all floor covering.
Right.
We know that the polyester today represents about 40% of the fiber consumed in floor covering, which can be good on one hand, but if you look at the price points where that 40% came from, 80% of that 40%, or 32% of the polyester consumed in carpeting in 2011 was in the commodity price point area,
right,
which is not necessarily a good thing for retailers. You have to sell more dollars of comparable polyester products than you would of comparable nylon product to make the same dollars. So we are a little concerned about where the polyester market share is coming from in terms of type of construction, but that's something we'll just have to see how it shakes out down the road.
All right, so that takes care of the soft piece of it. Anything else as far as key initiatives for 12?
Of course, we have made advancements in our website,
mm-hmm,
where our website can be customized for every member, with the Abbey website as the foundation, and then we customize every member's website to their liking with their own message, and we can change the message as frequently as possible. There's no cost to that for our members. We also added a mobile website. We know that 17% of consumers who were looking for big-ticket items use their mobile phone, smartphone, to locate a website of a high-ticket item and find out the location nearest their zip code. So we added the Abbey.com website and the floors2go.com website to the smartphone device. In the way of advertising, we have launched a major cable TV campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, because of our size and economies of scale, we can go into every market in the United States, take the zip codes that our members feel are the most important zip codes, the ones closest to their stores, and offer them a very economical cable TV package to hit the stations or networks that our demographic audience, which is the female consumer 35 and over, views in the evening. And we're buying thousands of spots on cable TV in 2012 for our members.
Now, I need to point out, you took me right where I was going to take you next with a question, because, that's one of the key differentiators for Abbey. You're really out there when it comes to consumer advertising. You've been doing a print shelter book campaign for quite some time. Are you continuing that also?
Yes, we are. We've been doing print advertising. Actually, we started national advertising in 2006, and we tried cable TV, and then we tried satellite TV. We didn't find those two mediums as effective as the magazines known as the shelter magazines that go to the consumer. So we take the top five or six most popular, most read shelter magazines, once again by a demographic audience, and we have 15 to 17 inserts in those magazines during the course of the year. And the purpose of that, Kemp, is to pass on leads to our members. The ad is an upscale ad, but it leads the consumer to the Abbey website.
Right.
And when she browses the website, she can request a quote. We have passed on over, since 2008, since our website went live in June of 2008, we've passed on over 20,000 qualified leads to our members as a result of our national advertising.
I've got to admit, I've looked at your website. It is very user-friendly. Well, listen, it's about to run out of time. It's great to spend time with you. Again, we've been talking to Steve Silverman, very optimistic and great performance numbers, who is the president and COO of Abbey Carpet and Floor, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.